Come quickly to see the scene. Dr. Rock got everything. Detroit's own Moods for Moderns doing a Lust for Luster from their Loud and Clear album here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show. Before that, Ween, the Moxer's favorite Ween song, Dr. Rock from The Pod. Westbury Squares gave us Evaporating Fast. The Business in there. Fed's out there listening. He enjoyed that one. Drinking and Driving. Cobra Verde started off the entire set with Terrace from a split 7-inch they did with Guided by Voices.
You are listening to the best of the Viva La Mock radio program, at least a May edition, which means I, the host, the Mockster, have been playing some of my favorite clips and snippets from previous shows, but I went back to only May. So this month only, every Friday night, I am doing a best of various shows from May's of days past. Currently, you're in the middle of a May 13th, 2011 segment that Guided by Voices Mock came from and the next set of music. But before I get to that music, I want to remind you that between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can be pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message has been brought to you by the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Let's get back into more music from May 13th, Viva La Mock 2011.
Let's get into what is potentially the final set of music for the Viva La Mock radio show for tonight. I always appreciate you listening. Speaking of favorites, one of the Moxer's favorite bands, the Feelies, have a brand new CD out. It's been 19 years in the making. Nobody knows. Brand new Feelies here from Here Before on Viva La Mock.
Is it too late? Do it again, or should we wait another 10? Nobody knows, everyone cares, everyone's asking for answers to prayers. Well, you never know how it's gonna go. No one ever knows how it's gonna go. How many times I heard you say every hour, every day. Nobody knows, nobody says anything really that hasn't been said. Well, you never know how it's gonna go. No one ever knows how it's gonna go.
Sometimes late at night. Sometimes I get the feeling that everything's alright. Early in the evening, sometimes in the day. Sometimes I get the feeling that everything's okay. 'Cause everything cuts against the tide when you're by my side. Children in the playground, the folks in the home, anybody anywhere who's ever been alone. 'Cause everything cuts against the tide.
We are wrapping up the Viva Lamont radio program, this best of edition, as we are doing all throughout the month of May here, 2021. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I hope you have enjoyed it. I do want to remind you, I have one, maybe two more songs coming up. One is from a best of, and one might be more of a current song based on a request. But I got to remind you that you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8 and re-airing Fridays at 1, only here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's go back to, I think it was May 2nd of 2014 that this originally aired.
You know, sometimes I pick up a record out of the vinyl, out of the library, based on their name alone. This one was a double bonus. I picked it up based on their name, only to find it's got a cover song on it.
What?
It's the Pink Holes, yes, from 1985, from the We're Glad We Are What We Are album. It's Ring of Fire by the Pink Holes. Have a great weekend.
honeycomb. Down at the honeycomb, they were on a roll beyond all self-control. Size of his finger, talking about the future and a good lead singer. They thought they were big time, it finally had arrived, while everybody else was just a bunch of jive. They ended up the evening underneath the stripper's pole, with just enough money for the late, late show. At the honeycomb, down at the honeycomb, they were flat broke, solid gold. The smell of cheap perfume, bad whiskey permeates the room. The band was rocking on the stage.
My rocket attorney wanted me to throw some Billy Crane in just to end up the set. His new single, Honeycomb, going out to his neighbor, Mike. Thank you for listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. I will catch you guys with a new best of next week.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this hour, we're going to hear from James Harmond and his band in their 1994 release, Cards on the Table. John Lee Hooker from the late 1940s as well. Bessie Smith, one of the classic female blues vocalists of the 1920s, will be joining us later on, as well as Miss Coco Taylor. Can't mess with the messer. All right. Lots of good music coming your way in this next hour. Let's start off the show with B.B. King. This is I Want You So Bad on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
I wanna keep you forever, baby. I don't wanna ever let you go. So whatever you do, baby, please leave me a way to get in touch with you. Oh, whatever, ever you do, baby, please leave me a way to get in touch with you. I need you so bad, baby. When you leave, I'll be so sad.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. We'll be right back.
got something inside me that just won't let me be. Something inside me that just won't let me be. Morning in my bedroom all alone. I wake up early in the morning in my bedroom all alone.
From Elmore James. That was Something Inside Me from a Relic record that came out in 1960 of Elmore James. We also heard from Howlin' Wolf, recorded for Chess Records on a disc called Ain't Gonna Be Your Dog. That was I Had a Dream, the single that came out in 1967 there from Howlin' Wolf. All right, up next, let's hear from Miss Coco Taylor from her self-titled release that came out on Chess Records. This is Don't Mess with the Messer. Coco Taylor on the Deep Blues Hour.
I'm gonna cheat the cheater. I'm gonna use the I'm Senator John McCain, and I'm from Arizona. But when I'm in Pittsburgh, I always listen to WRCT, one of the finest stations in all of radio, and Carnegie Mellon University is one of the finest academic institutions in our country. Be sure at your next election to vote early and vote often.
No one to talk with, I'm all alone. No one to walk with since you've been gone. Until you come back, baby. Yes, I guess I walk on. No one to love me since you've been gone. No place on earth to call my home. Until you come back, baby. Yes, I guess I won't. My days are so lonesome. I'm all alone. Can't get myself together since you've been gone. No one to walk with. Tell me what to do. No one to talk with when I'm feeling blue. Until you come back, baby. Yes, I guess I'll walk so lonesome. I'm all alone. Can't get myself together since you've been gone. No one to talk with. Tell me what to do. No one to walk with when I'm feeling blue. Till you come back, baby. Yes, I guess I won't.
Train conductor, I'm coming right aboard. Hold that train conductor, I'm coming right aboard. Being without my baby is the thing I can't afford. It'll be a real sad journey with my baby by my side. It'll be a real sad journey without my baby by my side. Well, she left me early this morning, and I can't get satisfied.
to get. And the trees around the bend. Well, I packed my suitcase and the trees around the bend. If I can't find my baby, I won't be this way again.
Oh, a song called Sad Journey there from Floyd Dixon off of an LP called Houston Jump. Before Floyd, we heard from Jesse Thomas and his release called Looking for That Woman. That was I Guess I'll Walk Alone. All right, coming up next here in the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Big Walter Horton from his disc Little Boy Blue. Here's the title track from 1980. Walter Horton on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Come on and blow your horn. Let me blow my lonesome song.
said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We need the transition to a democratically organized enterprise, not only because it's democratic, but because it's the one way forward that can allow us to do what needs to be done for our public health, for our egalitarian values. Otherwise, the prospect is for more signs of a declining empire, and that prospect alone should persuade us.
That's Richard Wolff, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Richard Wolff on transitioning to democratic enterprises. Capitalism is exhibiting a hardening of its economic arteries. The pandemic has exposed profound structural problems. The crisis demands a serious examination of not only its root causes, but for viable solutions. Once we are past the pandemic, do we go back to the status quo ante of massive eco-devastation and inequalities in income and wealth, or do we create a new paradigm? Economist Richard Wolff suggests cooperatives offer equitable alternatives. He says, if workers collectively and democratically owned and operated the enterprises, they wouldn't be profit maximizers that goes to a tiny group of people. The passion Americans sometimes bring to democratic values in politics have been peculiarly unapplied to economics, with disastrous results. Cooperation, Wolf says, is not just a nice, warm, cuddly, good thing to do. Cooperation is what can save us from the collapse of our system. Our guest today is Richard Wolf. He's professor of economics emeritus at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and currently a visiting professor at the New School in New York. The New York Times calls him America's most prominent Marxist economist. He's the author of numerous books, including Democracy at Work and The Sickness is the System. He spoke in early April. And now, Richard Wolff.
I am going to talk about the economic and political and social crisis of the United States at this time. And I'm going to do it borrowing from a wonderful Christian philosopher of a long time ago, a German named Hegel. And his greatest student, by the way, was Karl Marx. And my work is influenced by both of those enormously productive thinkers. Hegel's contribution was to teach us that all things that we can think about, all things that are in the world, are, as he put it, in a perpetual state of contradiction and change. We know that from popular wisdom, which says every good thing has a bad side, every bad thing has a good side, every blessing is also enwrapped in a curse, and vice versa. Hegel made this comment in a general philosophic way. his student, Karl Marx, applied it to the economic system of his time, capitalism, which has survived until it's also the economic system of our time. And he said that it has its good parts, but it also has its bad parts, and that the